Glad that you're all able to join today with service, in our service today here and also online. God has given us another day to live in this world, not for our sake, but for the sake of the kingdom of God to be a blessing here in this world. Let us be grateful to God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives, our health and strength in our bodies, and all the things that God gives us. In spite of our unfaithfulness, God has been faithful to us. So let us worship together God with a heart of gratefulness and thankfulness to God for all the blessings that He showered upon us. The announcements are listed on the second page, if you can turn with me there. As usual, regular announcements are listed there about the Georgia Mountain Food Bank. We are still collecting in cash or in kind. The book is still available for sale. The proceeds will benefit our mission work from this church. And the address is listed there for your mail and any donations or anything that you want to mail in through the US Post or any other mailings, please use that address at the church. And we will be checking mail a couple of times a week. So our October cooking class is going to be the second Saturday, as we do on October 9th at 10 a.m. And we have a volunteer. And we'll be doing South American.
Liliana is from Argentina, and she will be cooking, showing you how to cook empanadas.
Empanadas. All right. So that's going to be interesting. October 9th. Please mark that on your calendar, and please be here at 10 a.m. Even if you don't know how to cook, you can eat. That everybody can do. Yes. So please join us for a time of fun and fellowship, and it's a good time to have it. And also our October art class will be the following Saturday on the 16th at 10 a.m. Please come and have an experience of it. Once you come, I know you'll come back. So join us. If you don't have anything very urgent to do, please make an hour or two on October 16 also at the 10 a.m. and for the art class. Then we have decided to have a fellowship lunch once a month at Golden Corral. And it's going to be on the third Thursday of the month. Next one is going to be October 21st, so we can have a get-together And I believe if you are over 55, you get a discount or something, right?
Yeah.
So I think most of us will qualify for that.
1 p.m.
At 1 p.m. So it is a fellowship lunch. Anybody can join. So please join us on Thursday, October 21st, for that lunch at Golden Corral in Cumming on the Marketplace Boulevard there. So please note that and join us for a good time of fellowship. I know we have some crafts here. Jan, you want to show something and say what you want to do with it?
We want to make money.
Money.
It's that simple.
Yes.
Margaret and I have been
doing a few things.
Doing some things and looking at
different things.
Different stuff.
So you can show it to them.
Lou is guilty too. She didn't bring her stuff.
I don't know else want that.
She wasn't there last week.
No.
This is the kind of temple thing, okay? This is another made from, because the object is, if I need to go spend $50 to make these things, I'm better off, I'll just give the church $50. But if we can make this for, actually this is free, well, 25 cents for that. Other than that, it's what I had left over from previous time. And when I get really, really lazy, these are easy. Margaret, who is the real...
No, I'm not.
There you are.
I'm just painted my little mason jars and decorate them and put stuff like this in it, or something like this. We'll put candy paint in it. I don't know how much. We don't even know how much to charge, so.
Never worked that part out.
Yeah. And then I bought these little things at the Dollar Tree, but I poured paint in them and made the colors.
They were clear plastic.
Yeah, they were clear plastic. I think they're really pretty. So you just pour the paint in it and just keep twirling it around until you come up with the color. And I went and bought a bunch of these. It just takes time to pour that paint down in there and, you know, get it all the way around there and like that. I think they're really pretty.
Nature and food, it is.
Yeah.
And Lou has made a couple of gorgeous things.
Yeah.
Her vase and some other stuff that I heard.
She'll bring it next Sunday.
Bring it next Sunday. Well, the reason that's why I finished with
this. Okay. Or come and help.
So are you guys meeting on a certain day to do this?
This past week we did it on Thursday. So
we've been feeling like we're kind of settling on
Thursday. On Thursday? What time?
Whenever
you get to in the morning, right? Before lunch.
I'll get here at 9.
Okay.
What we need, greens. You got an old wreath that you're not going to use this year. Do not give it to the thrift store. Give it to me, okay? Pine cones, mason jars, pickle jars, any jar can become a Christmas decoration. Harry made a couple of things this week, and we thought we were doing good, and the beads fell off, and that was not so good. He said they would.
Breads or something like in advance of freezing, or can you?
Yeah.
Would that be okay?
Yeah. Well, that was the other thing. We're not organized folks, but
what?
If people want to bring homemade breads, we can incorporate very nicely into being a bake sale. Because it's only going to be like one day. If somebody good at fudge. And you can get it here without eating it all, which is not me. I would eat it all. That sells very nicely. Peanut brittle.
Now decorate the fellowship hall Christmas Eve.
Okay, so we'll have like a one-day sale for this? Okay, we'll figure out a date later on. All right.
Yeah,
so
and we got to look. I know that Alpharetta Methodist Church is having a real big thing. So we don't want to be opposite.
On the same, competing with them. So this is going to be every Thursday?
Yeah.
Until you get, yeah, okay. Yeah. So every Thursday, come here and do the work together. Okay.
If he doesn't come for an hour or two,
Thursday mornings, okay. That's great. And as you all know, this is the last Sunday of the month, so we will have the special prayer for blessing, celebration of our birthdays and our anniversaries and any other celebration that you had for this month. And we'll have the luncheon afterwards. We have a lot of food. Please, please stay back and don't go without eating the lunch with us. We'll have a special prayer for them during our service after the special hymn that we have. And the attendance and collections are listed there for your continued support and participation in the mission of the church and also the kingdom of God. Thank you all for faithfully committing yourselves for the cause of the gospel work in this community and around the world. We are now accepting donations online. Go to our website, piedmontumc.com. There you can see various options with credit card or debit card, bank draft, Zelle, many other options that you can see rather than writing a check. Whatever is convenient for you, please use that. I think that's the end of our announcements. Are there any other special announcements or anything that anybody want to share? Anybody? If not, let us worship the Lord together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. It's 154 in the Blue Book. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this beautiful Sunday morning that you have given us together to gather in your name and worship together. We thank you for your presence in our midst and thank you for the opportunity that you give us together to do your work of the kingdom of God in this community and around the world through us. Thank you for giving us all the blessings in our lives, in our health and strength, in our bodies, in our daily lives, that you shower upon us all the blessings that we need. Thank you for always being there for us and keeping us safe and bringing us together here and also online to worship together, Lord. We pray that you bless us today as we worship your name. We pray for us to, in our singing, in our prayers, in the meditation of the word and everything that we do here, Lord, bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and in heaven and angels in heaven. Help us together to glorify your name. As we go from this place, Lord, fill us with your power of the Holy Spirit that we can be more powerful witnesses for the days to come. Bless us with your presence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's our greeting time now. Martha, thank you for letting me know that you can hear. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, thanks for that. Yeah, I saw the text. Thank you for letting me know. I know there was somebody else also. He probably left.
He did. He left.
Yeah, he probably couldn't hear. Okay, sorry about that. It's our greeting time now. Please get up and greet each other in Christian love.
Hello. Did I say hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's best to do it.
It's the only way to go.
Did you get plastic bags for the deposit?
They didn't have them.
They didn't have them.
I checked both places. I called before I went. You have to order them online. Yeah.
Well,
Staples and Office Depot.
We've got the more.
But they take it.
Oh, what a fool!
All right. This we will have a celebration prayer at this time, as we usually do, to thank God for the blessings that we received during this month. Any celebrations of birthday or anniversaries this month, anybody?
I had a birthday.
Oh.
Yay!
Harry had
a...
Okay.
I did. Harry
did. Yeah. Anybody else?
I didn't notice it before, but Kim did too, right? Kim?
Oh, yeah.
In September? Okay.
Thank you.
So, if you're all here, who can stand up? And let us all turn to the book, turn the hymnal on page 403. Let's do a prayer for true life. We'll pray that prayer together. If you can stand up. Let us pray that prayer together. Govern all by thy wisdom, O Lord, so that my soul may always be serving thee, as thou dost will, and not as I may choose. Do not punish me, I beseech thee, by granting that which I wish or ask. If it offend thy love, which would always live in me, let me die to myself, that I may serve thee. Let me live to thee, who in thyself art the true life. Amen. Let us pray. Lord our God, you are the giver of life and all the blessings that come with it. We thank you for the gift of life, the love, family and friends and fellowship and church. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We pray for those who are celebrating anniversaries and birthdays and any other blessings that they had in their lives this month. We thank you for a new year in their lives. And with the passing of time, you have increased and deepened their love towards you and for others. We give you thanks for your past blessings and pray for your continued mercies upon them, O God. Renew your blessings upon them that they will enjoy many years of happy years in the future to come. Cover them with your love and comfort them with your joyful presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the responsive reading. We'll be reading from Psalm 77, verses 1 and 2 and 11 through 15.
I cry aloud to God, aloud that God may hear me.
In the day of my trouble, I seek the Lord. In the night, my hand is stretched out continually. My soul refuses
to be comforted.
I will call to mind the deeds of the Lord. I will remember your wonders of old.
I will meditate upon your words and muse on your mighty deeds.
Your way, O God, is holy.
What God is great like our God?
You are the God who works wonders. You manifested your might among the peoples.
You redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph.
Thanks be to God for the word of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It's our prayer time now. As a church family, we gather together. We share our prayers of blessings as well as prayers of concerns and burdens together. And then we pray for not only our needs, but also the needs of others who need our prayers. So this is the time that we take for that. Turn with me to the back of the bulletin for our regular prayer items listed there, for our continued prayers for these people and these items. Please continue to pray for Martha. She's started her chemo this past week. Martha, you want to have an update? How are you feeling?
Well, it's a little rough, but I'm doing okay.
All right. Thank you. We'll continue to pray for you.
Yes, thank you for the prayers.
Sure. And please also continue to pray for Jack, and I heard that he's doing okay today. It's one day at a time. Some days are good and some days are bad. But Linda is here. Also pray for Linda, as she has to struggle with a lot of these things that goes with Jack's health. So please keep both of them in our prayers. I know Kevin is doing a lot better. I'm glad that he's able to sing with us in the choir. Please keep him in our prayers for a complete recovery for his health.
I need to get addresses for a few people that I don't have addresses for the cards from the church.
Okay.
Chuck and Vicky, Jen and Harry, and Norman. I don't think I have your addresses and birthday or anniversary dates.
Yes. Can Margaret, can you collect those today?
Put them on a card or something. And, put them
and we can also too. Update our directory.
And I need the birthday and anniversary dates too.
I've got Lucy Chuck's and Jen.
Yeah, I need those too because okay. I can update the directory. Okay, thank you. So those of who are sick and usually we send a card from the church. So Penny does that. That's why we need your address.
She just reminded me, Carol and I had an anniversary this month.
Oh, you did?
Hey, you're in trouble. You're in trouble, Wayne.
I don't know.
Yeah, but when she said, I don't have yours, Wayne, and I thought, well, this month we're 46 years.
Because we forget everything.
September.
So we will make sure you get a card. All right.
Sorry, I didn't even know.
Congratulations.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
Okay. Any other special prayer requests? Anything else?
Keep Mackenzie in prayer. She has fever and isn't feeling well, so that's why she's not with us this morning.
Okay. All right. Continue to pray for Thomas John. We've shared his situation with the kidney transplant. Looks like he's getting better. The kidney is working. So please continue to keep him in our prayers. They were a little upset and worried that the kidney was not working after a year. So please keep him in our prayers. That's one of our friends. Any others?
Let's pray for the little girl that was killed this past month. They're still looking.
Oh,
for
the Gabby.
Yeah, they captured that guy.
Yeah. So please keep Gabby's family in our prayers during this time. Let us keep our nation as a whole in our prayers for God's continued blessings for our leaders of the country. President and congressmen and all those lawmakers and governors of the states and mayors who make all decisions during this time so that God will give them the wisdom to do the right things during this time. Keep our service workers, our military, police, fire, and our grocery clerks and all those who work on a daily basis serving us, our mail workers, keep them in our prayers and please thank them whenever you can for the great work that they are doing during this time, and keep them our prayers for their safety and their families. Are there any others? Yes, Jim.
You have a blessing.
Yes.
I'd ask to put Nick on our prayer list a little over a year ago.
Yeah.
Nick has passed his first anniversary with his heart transplant.
Oh, okay.
I actually got to see him in person this past Monday. He's doing extremely well.
Okay.
His emotional being and spirits are very, very high.
Okay.
And one thing I would pass along is that he's feeling the prayers that people are sending out for him, and this whole experience has brought him closer to God.
Where is he at? Where is he living?
Nick lives in Atlanta.
In Atlanta, okay.
He actually lives in downtown Atlanta.
Downtown Atlanta, okay.
He's a professional photographer and very, very good. Okay. He can pick up your phone and take a picture in 10 seconds that you couldn't duplicate in your life.
Mm. Okay.
He's just natural talent.
We'll continue to pray for Nick. Now, we have been praying for him for his heart transplant about a year ago. That is good news that we are hearing today.
They're working.
It's working. Okay. If no other call-outs or anything to share, let us go to God in prayer. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I'll close with a summarized prayer. The scripture says we have the confidence in approaching God that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, we know that we have what we asked of Him. Loving God, we come before You as Your children, trusting in Your promises that You hears us no matter what we go through and where we are. Thank You for the gift of life with all its joys and blessings and all the things that You give us along with our life in this world. We also come before You sharing our prayers of burdens and concerns together, Lord. We look up to You for our needs because You are the one who can make us whole. Many of us are broken in our bodies and many of us are broken in our spirits and in our souls. But when we come before You, we know that You'll take us and mend us and mold us together back where we will be much more useful in Your hands for Your glory and for the work of Your kingdom in this world. When we go through life's situations of troubles, loss and grief, You give us comfort and peace, and You are the source of true healing when we need healing in our bodies. So we lift up all of those who need Your protection and healing at this time. Particularly we pray for Martha as she started her chemo this past week. Continue to be with her and give her strength in her body, in her spirit, and also in her soul, that she will be continuing with their treatment and recovered back to normal. We pray for Jack also. Be with him and give him Your presence and Your peace in his heart. And also pray for Miss Linda. She takes care of him and many other things she has to take care of. Bless both of them with Your grace and mercies, particularly Your peace that passeth all understanding in their life. We thank You for Kevin's healing. Continue to be with him and Gail and his family. Give him health and restore his health completely back to normal, Lord, and touch him today. And also we pray for Thomas John and thank You for the healing that you have started already with his kidney. And we pray for Your complete recovery for him and bless his family with Your peace also at this time. We pray for Mackenzie as she's having a fever. We pray for Your healing and touch on her today as we lift her up in Your hands, Lord. We thank You for the good news we heard from Jean about Nick. Be with him and continue to be with him. And thank You for the good news that during this time he was able to draw closer to God. Thank You for making it an opportunity to reveal Yourself in his life. We also pray for Gabby, the girl who was killed the past week, and pray for her family at this time. And they are going through grief. We pray for Your grace and comfort for her family as well. And many of those people who have been killed and missing, many families are struggling with these kind of issues nowadays, Lord. We pray for Your mercies upon them and upon us as a society, Lord, so that this will stop, these kind of issues will stop from happening in the future. We thank You for all the blessings You shower upon us as a country. Thank You for blessing us, the prosperity and all the blessings that You give us. We also lift up our nation and our national leaders in Your hands, particularly our president and vice president, all the lawmakers and governors of the states who have to make decisions on a daily way, every day that affect our lives. We pray for Your wisdom and guidance of the Holy Spirit that they will make the right decisions during this time. We pray for our military, our fire, our personnel, police, and also our service workers and all other people who are working round the clock and serving us. We thank you for their services. At the same time, we pray for their safety and for their families. Be with us, Lord, as a church, as we continue to do your work in this community, to be faithful in what we do, and bring honor and glory to your name, not only in this place, but also around the world. Bless us today as we worship together, Lord, that your blessing, your presence be with us. As we gather for lunch, that we have a good time of fellowship together. We can worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints around this world and in heaven. Bless us together as we continue your ministry to do the work that you have given us to do faithfully. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take up the offering. Says everybody should give according to what he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly, for God loves a cheerful giver. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of life and all the blessings that you give us along with our life, Lord. You are the source of all that we have and all we are. You give us everything through your Son Jesus Christ. Even when we were unfaithful to you, you have been faithful to us, Lord. We thank you for all those who are able to give today, and also lift up those who could not give today. May these tithes and offerings bring life and peace to many in this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated for a special.
Thank you.
If you are able, please stand for the scripture reading, which is taken from the book of Daniel, chapter 6, verses 10 through 18.
Now, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Then these men went as a group and found Daniel praying and asking God for help. So they went to the king and spoke to him about his royal decree. Did you not publish a decree that during the next 30 days, anyone who prays to any god or human being except to you, your majesty, would be thrown into the lion's den? The king answered, the decree stands in accordance with the law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be repealed. Then they said to the king, Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, your majesty, or to the decree you put in writing. He still prays three times a day. When the king heard this, he was greatly distressed. He was determined to rescue Daniel and made every effort until sundown to save him. Then the men went as a group to King Darius and said to him, remember, your majesty, that according to the law of the Medes and Persians, no decree or edict that the king issues can be changed. So the king gave the order, and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, may your God, whom you serve continually, missed it. Rescue you. Thank you, J.D. A stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the rings of his nobles, so that Daniel's situation might not be changed. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night without eating, and without any entertainment being brought to him. And he could not sleep. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word you have blessed us with so that we can be life and spirit to this world. As come before your word, we pray that you will give us a humble and obedient spirit to receive your word with humility and obey your word so that it can guide us in your paths every day. Bless each and every one of us according to our needs and fill us with your power as we go from this place. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So, today's scripture reading that we just heard read was from the book of Daniel about a servant of God who stood for his conviction. And because of that, he had to pay a price that he was put into the lion's den. Most of us know the story probably from the Sunday school days. The book of Daniel is a very interesting book. It gives the story of several people who stood firm on their faith at the cost of their lives, even at the cost of their lives. And also part of the story of the book of Daniel, part of the book is also about the revelation of the history that is going to unfold in the future, just like the book of Revelation. So there are two parts to the book, but we are looking at the first part from chapter 1 through 6 and 7 is about this history of those saints who have stood their stand on the convictions of their faith. Here Daniel was taken as a refugee to Babylon, as we hear or read from the history before that, in Daniel chapter 1 onwards, we read that the king Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon invaded Israel and the kingdom of Judah and took a lot of people as captives to his kingdom, particularly young people who were bright and intelligent and who were good in arts and science and drawing and skills like architecture and things like that. So he wanted to make use of these good skilled young people and use them in his kingdom to build up his kingdom. So he took them, because these were bright young people, and he took a lot of them to Babylon. And some of them that are listed there are Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. We read in the first chapter they were put in the fiery furnace, if you read the remember that story, because they stood for their faith. And also here is Daniel, one of them, that he was taken as a captive when he was about 15 years old, as a young boy. That was at the time of King Nebuchadnezzar. And times have passed since then. King Nebuchadnezzar was replaced with another king from the Babylon, and later on Babylon was invaded by the Persians, and the Persians started ruling this kingdom. So if I remember correctly, at least three or four kings have passed during this time. And Daniel is not a young boy anymore. He's probably in his 80s, somewhere like 75 or 80 years old. Probably trying to get settled and to have a retired life and to take his pension and probably live a comfortable life and planning on all of that, these things. And in fact, he had a very comfortable life during this time, because this king who was here at this time, a Persian king who is ruling that now, had been impressed by Daniel and his life and his integrity. So he made him the ruler of everything, and he gave him a lot of powers in the kingdom. So Daniel really was having a good time and a good life during this time. So when I had the similar situation in my life one time, like everything was going well and the job was good, the kids were doing well, they graduated from college and got good jobs, and I thought everything was going to be good, we can retire and be peaceful. Boom, it never happens like that, right? Yes. Then somewhere comes the problem. Daniel did not ask for it. And like us, we don't really like those kind of situations. Here, when everything was going well for Daniel, there were some people who did not like what was happening with the life of Daniel. So they were trying to find some fault with him and accuse him of something so that they can destroy him and his life. So people were watching him. And the only thing that they could find fault with him, they knew that if they can pin him and point him on his faith and try to pull him down from his conviction of his faith, that is the only way they can find anything fault with this kind of person. Because he was a very righteous person at that time. They cannot find anything wrong with his person. So they decided to find a scheme, and they found a, devised a scheme to tell the king to have an idol put up, so that the king, or the worship the king actually, to make a proclamation that nobody would worship anywhere other than the king for the next 30 days. And because they knew that if that comes to Daniel, Daniel is not going to do that. And they knew that he was going to pray for the living God, to the living God, as he used to do, three times a day. So the proclamation was made, and Daniel heard this. And when we just read this here today, we read that as soon as Daniel heard that the proclamation was made that nobody can pray to anyone other than the king, the emperor, what did he do? As he used to do, he went to the upper room and started praying as he used to do. That's what we are supposed to do. That in my life, when things were going like that, all of a sudden I lost my job and things were getting a little difficult. And it was at that time I actually looked at some of the heroes of faith in the Bible. I looked at the life of Daniel. I looked at the life of Elisha and the prophet Elijah, and then many others, David and many others, and looked at it. And Daniel stood out one thing that remarkable in our lives that I wanted to tell you about from my experience. Because sometimes when we are surrounded by lions, like Daniel was, he was put into the den of lions. We become so much afraid of the lions and we focus on the problem that we lose track of the other blessings that we have in our lives. So that's what happens when you are thinking that everything was going well. Why did this happen to me? Everything was good and peaceful and comfortable, and all of a sudden something hit like that hard. Remember, the devil is trying to take your focus of attention from the good things and the blessings and the good God who is with you and giving you the fear of the lions. That's what I learned during that time through the life of Daniel. So he did not worship the emperor. So these people, I don't know if they had video cameras or anything, phones at that time. They took pictures to show the king. I don't know what they did. But they went and reported to the king, "King, you actually made the proclamation that nobody should pray to anyone else other than yourself. Here is Daniel. He's praying to his own God and he's not praying and worshipping you." So the emperor, even though he liked Daniel, he had an edict or a proclamation. He had to stand by it. But he was very confused and agitated. We read that. He had to stand by his proclamation. He cannot go back. That is the history of the kings of Medes and Persians. They would not go back once the proclamation is made. That will lose that they will lose the respect of the people. So they would not go back. So what we read here is that they brought Daniel, and the king asked them, just like he proclaimed, to put him in the lion's den on an evening. And Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. And then the last verse you saw on the screen was, the king could not sleep that night. I wonder, it should have been the other way around. I would rather see that Daniel could not probably sleep that night. But king could not sleep that night while Daniel was in the lion's den. So the things that I learned from this during that time when I looked at Daniel's life is that I learned four W's, if you want to take that with you here today. The four W's in Daniel's life. One is that who is there with you? When Daniel was put into the lion's den, who was there with him? The lions, right? But there was somebody else in that den with him that shut the mouths of the lions. Instead of Daniel becoming scared of the lions got scared of Daniel. So if we have lions and problems that are trying to attack you, and you think that you are in the midst of a lot of problems, lions could be anything. It could come as sickness, it could come as broken relationships, it could come as many, many other things, in the loss of jobs and financial strains and problems with your families or children. All of these are lions that can come and looking at you fiercely. But if you are not afraid, if you are not afraid of those lions, there's going to be somebody there with you who can close the mouths of the lions, and you can enjoy the presence of God in the midst of those lions. That's what I learned from Daniel's life during this time. So who is there with you? Are there the lions? Of course, lions are real. They are there with you. But there is somebody more powerful than the lions is also there with you. Do you want to experience the presence of that powerful God, or do you want to be always afraid of the lions and lose your sleep? I'm sure Daniel probably got a better sleep than the king that night, because he was not afraid of the lions. He knew that there will be a God who can save me from these lions. And that's what happened later on as we read the end of the story. Daniel was protected from the lions, and Daniel himself testified. When the king came back and called him out, and said, "My God came and shut the mouths of the lions." So that was, that is something. Then the second W is, where are you? You can say that he was in the lion's den. But I learned a lesson that it was not the lion's den. It was God's den that was prepared for Daniel and the lions. So the den was not the lion's den, it was God's den. And God was there in the midst of those lions. That's why the lions were afraid. Because God prepared that den, not just for the lions, but also to Daniel to be with them. So where was he? He was in the presence of God, in God's den. Remember, my dear brothers and sisters, when we are finding ourselves in a den situation, in a situation of den, where we think that we are closed in and we don't have a place to escape, and there is all kinds of fears, things are happening around us, remember that it is not a den that is created to destroy you. It is a den that God's presence will come to you in that place. So we can experience the presence of God and not the presence of the lions. That is what Daniel did. So who was there? The living God was there, not just the lions. And where was he? He was in God's den, protected by the angels of God who shut the mouth of the lions. And then the third W that I wanted to share with you is, what was he doing there? So during this time, what do we do? When you are surrounded by lions and you have no way of escaping, you're shut in and closed in, what do you do? You started crying and complaining and groaning and all kinds of stuff that naturally humans will do. But when you look at Daniel, Daniel would have been probably praying, or I think he was probably writing his testimony too. In this lion's den that I was put in, I had the best of experiences of my life. That's what happened to me when I came through all of that problems of my life. I wrote some articles and another book after that, and saying that those are the times that when you experience the most powerful presence of God in your lives, that you start writing your testimony that will encourage others, because not just you are the one who is going through this. Many others will be encouraged. So whenever you are going through this time, situations like this, don't be afraid. You have something to do. God wants you to do something. Start writing. Start writing your testimony. So when you come out of this as bright as gold comes out of fire, you can say and tell others the testimony of a faithful God who protected you and saved you. That was the third. And then the fourth W that I want you to take from this is, when is this going to end? Probably during, when you are in a situation like a lion's den that Daniel was in, every minute probably felt like years. When you are in a bad situation, the time will not go that fast. When is this going to end? Many times we ask ourselves and ask God, God, I know I am here, but it's too long. How long is it going to be? When is it going to end? But remember, Daniel did not care. It doesn't matter when it's going to go end, because he has the presence of God with him. So it doesn't matter how long it will take, we always need to be assured of the fact that there is going to be God's presence with us. So it doesn't matter how long it will take. So the one thing that I learned from all of these things is, never ask the question why. Does it make sense? It may not make sense to many. But if you try to find the answer to why, you will be disappointed. You will be pulled down by the tricks of the devil. That's what he wants. So do not ask the question why. There is a famous saying that don't ours not to question why, ours but to do and die. One of the poems that I learned. But in our case, it's not dying. I suggest that ours but to do his will. That is what God wants us to do during the situations of time. So these four W's, if you can take that with you today, about who is there with you, where are you, And what do you do while you are in that situation? And when is this going to end? These are all in the hands of God, safely, because it is not the lion's den. It is God's den prepared for you in the midst of the lions. And God will protect you and keep you from those lions if you are not afraid. So that is what John Wesley said, that if you are not afraid of anything but God, you can accomplish anything that you want in your life. Don't be afraid of anything but God. We need to only fear God, and God only. That is what God wants us to do as victors of His kingdom in this world. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The closing hymn is Precious Lord, Take My Hand. It is on 474. This is a hymn that I love so much. It is from an African-American jazz musician from Atlanta who wrote this song. And he wrote it while he was playing in a band out of town, and he received the word of the death of his wife. I think I shared this story before. And during the childbirth, his wife died, and then a few days after that, the baby also died. And he was in a band somewhere in Chicago during this time, and he could not come on time, but he was filled with grief and sorrow. And that's when God gave him this song, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, Lead Me On. It's a very touching song with experience that you can remember about him. Okay, if you're able, please stand for this.
Precious Lord, lead me home.
As we go from this place, let us join for lunch at the back. I will also pray for the food at this time. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the blessings that you gave us today in worship. Thank you for the gift of your word. Help us, Lord, to obey your word as we go from this place, not to be afraid of the lions around us, but to be experiencing the joy of the presence of your presence in our lives. Help us, Lord, to enjoy your presence every day. Thank you for giving us all the blessings in our lives, and help us not to be afraid. As we go gather in the fellowship hall for our food, we pray that you'll bless us with the food as we eat it, so that we can be nourished in our bodies, in our souls, and to be a blessing into this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.